Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Unwrapped Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vogel. And of course, we have your other host here, Andy Ortiz. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Do people still say struggle bus? Like, is that still a metaphor? Because if it is, I'm driving it. Today, I am driving the struggle bus. I'm tour guiding the struggle bus. I am whatever you want to call it. I am, today is not my day. Today is really, it's not it, but it's all right. I'm here and I'm happy to be talking to you. You are always a bright spot in my day. So don't mess it up. No pressure, but you have to be great right now because I need this. I need to up my spirits.
Okay. Well, we are here for that. That's exactly what we're here for. I think, you know, no matter what I'm doing in the day, being able to just like stop and chat with you and chat with our guests always help, you know, bring me back down to reality in a good way. Yeah. And while all the other craziness is going on, just kind of a second to reflect, which is always really good. And I'm actually pretty happy because we get to chat more than we usually do, because typically our episodes come out once a month, and we just had an amazing episode or amazing interview last week with Susan Downey and Amanda Burrell, and then we have another fun episode today and then another fun episode next week. So lots of good exciting content coming up that we can't wait for you to tune into. But Andy, do you want to tell us who we have today, or tell our audience who we have today?
I want to tell our listeners, our audience, our watchers, I want to tell them who we have coming up. I want to tell them who we have today, but we're keeping secrets. We are building the tension. But yes, I can tell you who we are talking to today. Today, it's a big one. It's a big one for both of us because we are talking to the one, the only Priyanka Chopra Jonas, who is just friggin' incredible. Like, I've run out of descriptors for the people that we talk to at this point. I always feel really bad because I'm like, they're amazing. They're incredible. But like, they are. That's just the fact of it. Like, they genuinely are all wonderful, very cool people that I had. Like, I love you dearly, but neither of us are cool enough to be like hanging out with. I don't know. Maybe we are, but like, it's weird, right?
It is weird. I know everyone's so busy, and when they come to chat with us, it's just awesome because I hope you enjoy it as well, everyone who's tuning in. Yeah, I'm like, are they really here talking to us? Like, did they just laugh at my joke?
I was gonna say yes, getting them to laugh at jokes, to get them to like say nice things, which like, it's never the goal. We're never going in like, oh, I hope they say nice things about us. It's just a perk. But like, hang on, you know what, let's bring that back, because something we've been working on this podcast and with our guests is we have to stop like the negative self-talk, right? Like, that was something that it comes up a lot. And so I need to, especially because I'm sitting here like, Emily and I aren't cool enough. No, Emily is 100% cool enough. And I'm working on it in therapy. I know I'm a broken record. I'm that girl who like started going to therapy, and I'm that bitch that just like talks about therapy all the time. But like, whatever, it's my life right now. So we're working on that self-confidence thing. So you know what? We are very deserving of these conversations because they're great conversations, and they need to be had. And you know what? If not, like, why not us? Right? That was something. I forget who it was. I think that was like something Emma Watson said. It was like, if not now, when? And if not me, then who? But like, why not us? Or maybe it was Mindy Kaling, or maybe it was a combination. I don't know, but I'm excited. That is a really long-winded way of saying that this is going to be great.
This is going to be great. And she has such a great, awesome project that just came out. I know.
Yes. I go, hang on. Do you want
to? No. I was going to like, I know. I was like going to hand it over to you.
Emily knows because when I was a child, I was on the playground playing spies with like my two closest, because I was a tomboy. So I had I didn't have boyfriends, but I had boy friends in elementary school, and we played spies all the time. So this series really, really kind of wedged in well with that part of my personality. She is a new series on Amazon Prime Video. It's called Citadel. She is starring alongside Richard Madden. And let's do the thing, Emily. Let's do the thing where we talk about like other, like what we know people from, like what their projects are. So like Richard Madden, right? Richard Madden is her co-star. Cause obviously you guys, you know who Priyanka Chopra Jonas is, you know who she is. You don't need to know what she's from, but Quantico is incredible. But she stars alongside Stanley Tucci, Devil Wears Prada. That's an easy one, but she also stars alongside Richard Madden. Emily, what is your go-to for him?
I would say Game of Thrones for sure, but I also The Bodyguard. I loved the series The Bodyguard, and it kind of reminds me of that show on Netflix that's happening or just came out called The Night Watcher. I think that's what it's called.
The Night Watcher, the Night Agent.
The Night Agent, The Night
There we
Agent.
go. I don't even I don't know things well, but I remember titles of things.
Okay, so yes, The Night Agent, and it's actually really good, but those two shows remind me of each other, that and The Bodyguard. But Andy, I'm like scared to ask. You always know the most obscure projects
It's not Game of Thrones, the most popular series in the world.
of all time.
No, it is. It's Disney's live action Cinderella because he it's also Marvel's The Eternals because he was one of the Eternals. He was incredible in that. But listen, when you play a Disney prince, that really like we've had this conversation before. We have like our love for Disney men. Emily loves Gaston, which I still think is really problematic, something that
We're
eventually needs to
still
be addressed.
sorting through. We're still therapy. Is it what's the
Therapizing.
therapizing? Is that
Yeah.
the adjective, the
I believe
verb
that is the
prerogative?
correct term. So I still think that needs work, but we have our love for Disney men. So he was the prince in Disney's live action Cinderella. So we love him for that. But right now, Richard, again, baby doll, we love you. It's not about you right now because this is Unwrapped. It is a podcast by Wrap Women. It is for women. So we are talking to this incredible woman, Miss Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Shall we bring her out?
I think it's time. Let's roll the interview.
Let's do it. Priyanka, hello and welcome to Unwrapped. We are so excited to be talking to you today. First and foremost, we start every interview the same way. How are you? Genuinely, how are you doing today? The world is a mess and overwhelming at the best of times. So, how are you actually today?
Honestly, I'm run down a little bit. I have been jetting around the world doing a press junket and tour for Citadel, and now I'm going to start one for Love Again, which releases May 5th for the next 2 weeks. So, it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Travel always gets to you, but it's part of my job, and I love being able to talk about the hard work we've put into, this show and the movie. And but yeah, I'm a little run down, I won't lie.
Listen, I feel that. We are thrilled that you are still choosing to talk to us while you are run down. We are
I know,
appreciative of it. Hopefully, we will inject some energy
like,
into
yes,
you and
you will.
her. Guys,
Enough.
I haven't left more. Like, I've gone to three different rooms in my house today and I'm exhausted. So, like, you're both sincerely ahead of where I'm at today. But let's get into it because Citadel really, oh man. So we've seen the first three episodes. This show really
What did you
plays to me.
think?
It plays to me in such a specific way because like baby Andy in second grade was on the playground playing spies with her two best guy friends. Like Nadia is essentially who I like hoped I would be at some point in life. Clearly it didn't work out for me. I first and foremost just want to ask, like, talk to me. I love that this is becoming a thing. Talk to me about beating a man with a frying pan because come on, it's the dream. That's I fully believe that's what actors should want to do.
Sure, yes, definitely. It was fun, but like I was saying this at a panel yesterday, but I'm so good at missing. Like that's my job, but in a fight. It's the truth. Like I don't make contact, and it's really hard to be throwing a punch with all your strength and then miss like a millimeter or just go past someone's nose without hurting them. So it's super technical. But the Nadia is just so smart, and part of hitting this guy with a frying pan was what can I find that can be helpful to me? And she's just, and this is when she didn't even have her skill set. So she's just a really cool character, and I haven't seen, or I can't remember, maybe I'm mistaken, my pop culture history is not the best, but a female spy which has so much agency, which drives the story so much in entertain in the spy genre before. So I feel like she's really pathbreaking, and I'm very honored to be able to play her.
I thought you were going to say you've never seen a woman beating a man with a frying pan before. And I was like,
Oh no,
clearly
no.
you have not watched the Disney movie Tangled because that is
No,
a core
I've
component.
definitely seen that, and I've seen it many times. It's the thing we do. It's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's the best.
No, you were mentioning too, you're just kind of like trying to find a weapon and it happened to be a frying pan. And it reminded me We just recorded, this is a little more serious, but we just recorded a conversation on addressing gun violence in TV and film. And we were chatting with Adam Brody and Piper Parabo, and even just going through like a script or even wondering like, where did this person get their weapon from? Or where did they get the gun from? From you, you're just trying to find a frying pan. But I'm curious, were there discussions on production about, you know, violence or guns, et cetera?
Yes, there was. So there was a lot of conversation and safety around guns. And my character is heavily dependent on knives, she believes. And that was a big reason for it, that there are many weapons. And, you know, of course, the trope with a spy show is that they do have government commissioned weapons. You know, it's part of it when you're dealing with stakes that are nuclear war and stuff like that. Sure. But we had quite a few conversations. In fact, when we were doing our publicity shoot, we did shots with guns and we did shots without guns. We did it with knives. We used, you know, many other weapons that we could to be able to not just rely on the glorification of a gun, in especially in a world that we live in today. It's something that we need to be wary of. It's not something to be glorified. It is a weapon that is literally created to kill and needs to be used with tremendous responsibility. And you know, that was prevalent in our conversations on the show.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about just like the physical skills that go into this, right? Because I know you do a lot of your own stunts. My God, I'm exhausted just watching Nadia do what she does.
Girl, you should have seen me that night.
I feel like you should have your own like I want to learn all the tricks.
Yeah. Teach
but you miss. It'll never be helpful in a real fight.
we'll always miss.
Listen, you'll always miss.
How to not hit the target. Follow yes. me.
But it would be menacing. It would be threatening. It would
No. I'm joking. I could take someone on if I had to. I mean, if I had to make contact, I would. I'm not someone that would run in the other direction. I think that this show specifically took a lot of physical training. The mandate from upstairs, I called the Russo brothers and David Wheel, you know, the higher ups. The higher ups said that, you know, our characters are not superheroes. They don't have superpowers. They don't heal automatically. They bleed, they die, they get hurt. So they wanted to be able to see that when we get into it, especially altercations, that, you know, how human beings would get hurt and how they would react in that situation. So it required tremendous training. They wanted to see our faces on camera as much as you could, because that's when it's believable for you as a viewer and you get a visceral reaction when, like, I get punched in my face, you know? So it requires taking beatings, it requires being able to do it. So it's very technical. But we had such amazing, you know, resources on this show. And listen, I come from back in the day when 15, 20 years ago, I'd started, you know, doing a little bit of action in movies. And I didn't have a female stunt double even. I used to have a little guy who wore a wig and shaved his arms and, you know, ran for me or something. And so I come from training myself and being able to, you know, trust my body in front of the camera because I didn't have a choice. And then you give an actor like that the resources that I had on the show with the Russo brothers. We had a stunt team available anytime. I had amazing stunt doubles to teach me what to do. I could go and practice anytime I wanted with the best teams in the world that have worked on Mission Impossible and like all of these Avengers and crazy movies. So I guess I felt really confident to be able to do it. And I did get injured once, like this. I don't know if you can see it. Wait, do you see the scar?
No.
Do you see
this? Did Richard Madden do this to you? I'll kill him. I'll kill him right now.
He wishes. No. No, this was the camera. This was the camera. We were losing light, and it was one of those things where, you know, end of day, and I was supposed to be thrown onto the ground, and the camera was supposed to come into a close-up of my face, and he went in 1 inch more than he should have. I went in 1 inch more and collided with me, and my face was bloody anyway. and this side started bleeding. I remember I posted a picture of it saying, can you tell which is real blood and what's not? But outside of the jokes, like everyone on set was just like stunned for a second. Ambulance came. They were like, okay, we're going to shut down shoot and whatever. I was like, hold up. We have 4 shots left. So you're saying I'm going to have to come back, redo this whole day, get into this yucky, glamorous, you know, muddy, bloody makeup and shoot 4 shots. And they were like, well, we're going to have to come back to finish the scene. So we just put some surgical glue on there and stuck her together. And that's why I'll never have hair here again. But I think it kind of looks nice. I think it gives me credit.
Yeah, I think that's what
I was fighting 5 men.
A battle. That is badass. Wow.
See, and this is why Priyanka teaches a class about missing that last inch.
How to miss a punch. Come to Priyanka's class.
So, but like the other thing that I love about Nadia, and I latched onto this immediately and I can't like stop thinking about it. There's this quietude to her, right? Like you can throw a punch and you can land all these blows. And speaking of, while we're still in the physical realm, the amount of times that someone has a thumb dug into a gunshot wound. Oh, it was not great.
Well, that's
I was
a good thing to remember. If anybody has a wound and you want to get away from them, just like dig it in.
Yeah, just jab it in.
The most vulnerable eye.
We are getting a full class. I am. Don't mess with me.
In this safety and self-defense, ladies, it's important in the world we live in today.
Honestly, it's sad but true. But I mean, again, so speaking away from the physical stuff, there is this quietude to her, right? There's this thing that like you do with your voice. It's really in like this low timbre and it's like, it's menacing. It's seductive. It's like mysterious. It's so many things all at once. And I love that about her. She's not yelling at any point. And there's like shit going on, excuse my language, but there's like shit going on that would have me yelling and freaking out. And she's just like, there's this calm veneer to her, and I really want to get into like how did you arrive at that? How was that crafted? Like that feels like such a deliberate choice.
Yes, it was. It was deliberate because I just wanted. I've played characters where you know I'm the tough girl in the room, and I've played them in various ways. I wanted to find a quiet confidence in Nadia, which comes from experience and maturity, which comes from knowing your job, which, you know, she doesn't get frazzled unless she really needs to, because she's always 3 steps ahead of everything. And that gives her the sense of confidence. So there was a lot of conversations with Joe Russo, in fact, about how I should approach Nadia and who she is, you know, before her memories are wiped, and what does she become 8 years on? You know, if you've lived without your memory for that long, you've built a life, you probably have relationships with people, and then suddenly your whole past comes crashing into your brain. Who do you really become after that? What are your choices like? So the fact that this was not a movie and, you know, a mini series gave us the real ability to dive into these kind of threads and make these really intentional choices, which inform the audience without beating it on the head of who this person is and how she would probably tackle a situation. And you're absolutely right on the money. Nadia is extremely capable and doesn't need to flex because, you know, she doesn't need to show it. It just inherently is.
Oh, and the cockiness to her where it's like where it's in the flashback where you're talking to Richard Madden and you're like, first of all, not a rookie. Second of all, like your boss begged me to come. Like, oh, and just like the don't kid yourself. I'm sorry. I could. This is what happens. I short circuit into just like fangirling over something. So I'm gonna tap you, Emily. Please jump in. Stop me. Get it. Like,
no, I'm gonna segue into my own fangirling thing and a little separate from this project in particular. And that is, I'm kind of feel like I manifested this interview here because a few weeks ago, my friend just had another baby and all my friends are getting married and having babies. And I'm 29 and I'm single and I'm like very single. And I'm like, you know, I have to find a boyfriend and then I have to have a year to get engaged and then have babies. And I'm like, I'm not ready to have babies, et cetera, et cetera. And people are like, you should freeze your eggs. And then I read that you froze your eggs. Okay. And I'm like fangirling in my own way because I've never met anyone who has ever frozen their eggs before.
Really?
Why I like, when I saw that, I thought it was so cool. I put it in our Rap Women newsletter. I like freaked out because I've, you know, people talk about it, but anyways, excuse my tangent. I'm fangirling over this. So basically as myself, like as a 29-year-old who's not ready to have children. Can you tell me about your experience freezing your eggs, what that decision process was like? Like, I don't know anything. Like, did it hurt? Like, was it scary? And then like how the surrogate fits.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. So could you please, as part of
The freezing of the eggs doesn't have anything to do with the freezing of it. I froze my eggs just when I was a little bit older than you, in my early 30s. I was working so much. I did not have, you know, a boyfriend, forget husband in sight. I was just coming out of a relationship. And I just was very unsure. But the one thing I was very sure about, and I always knew that I wanted kids. I love children. I wanted to be able to have, you know, a part of me living onto this world when I leave it in whatever way or form that is. I prefer the company of children over adults. Yeah, I'm always at the kids' table. Honestly, I'm always at the kids' table, and kids are always invited to anything in our home. But that was something I always knew. So my mother is an OBGYN, and a friend of mine had done this. I was having a conversation with her about our friend of mine at that time, and this is like 10 years ago or 11 years ago, had just frozen embryos with her husband. And my mother did IVF. So she was talking to me about it, and she was like, I think it's the smartest decision you'll ever make for yourself. And for any woman, you know, the biological clock is real. I've said that before. As much as we might want to deny its existence, it is real. And I just like to get ahead of a potential problem. And I remember talking about this to my mom, and I was like, you know, who knows when I will marry the person that I want to be able to have children with, but I want to be able to have children because God has given me and my body the ability to do it. Do it in whichever way or form, again, like I said, because everyone has their complications. So when I was in my early 30s, I decided to do it. I was filming Quantico at that time. It is painful. You have to give yourself like injections and stuff like that over a month. You have hormonal ups and downs. It makes you feel insane. You're bloated. I was filming during that time, but I just really wanted to do it for myself. It's expensive, so you should save up for it. People who, like, you know, if you want to buy a fancy car or bag, we save up for it. So do this for yourself, where, you know, you kind of take a little bit of power back from your biological clock. Who knows? I mean, you know, how many of these eggs will survive? You know, some women have to do it multiple times because very few survive. You don't know what kind of quality they are till you do it. So there's like a lot of other elements in play. It's not the easiest thing to do, but I do advocate it for working women. I think science has been able to give us the opportunity. Working women or single women or women who want to, you know, have kids or are unsure if they ever want to or not, you know, just it. But you have sort of security. It's like a savings account.
Yeah. That is the most helpful advice I've ever received. So
I just
want
to go on record, Emily, if you have a kid at any point in any way, shape, or form, I just need you to be okay with the fact that I'm going to be like the psychotic aunt to that kid.
Oh yeah, I was like, yes, I will name their middle name Andy.
Yeah. That's recorded. That's for posterity. I've got video evidence. That was a poor decision, Emily.
Okay, well, thank you for that, because that really has given me more insight. I'll keep you updated on my journey.
Let me know. But you know, like, just it takes a month of your time.
Yeah.
And you have security for a long time after.
Yeah. Now that you are a mother, and you know, how has that affected your career, knowing that, you know, your children are going to see you kick ass on screen like you are in this project?
It's honestly not affected the choices that I'm making in terms of like the parts that I pick. Mm-hmm. Or I would hope that my relationship with my daughter is, you know, beyond that. But I think that it has definitely directed how much I work. I'm taking on less. I want to go home as soon as I finish my day. I was used to just like running at the fastest speed all the time. I'm an ambitious woman. I want a long career. My job is extremely unsettling. You know, I don't have consistency of finances. Like, I don't know where my next check's coming from till I have my next job. So I've had 23 years of that, like, constant, you have to pay your bills and the practical side of it. So I've just always, my nature is to constantly run, but she just made me stop and smell the roses. Like, she's my honing signal, and I just want to go home after my day. She comes to me right now. She's not in school or anything, so I can schlep her wherever I go. But she comes to me when I'm filming. She comes to me when I'm doing press. She's always around. Then my mom is also like a big part of my team at the moment, because grandma is with the baby so that I can work. I also had that. My mother was doing her, I think she was finishing her med school when I was born, and my grandmother was just like, here, give me the baby and go back to school. And I stayed with my grandparents till I was about 4. My mom finished med school and got a job and everything, and that's when I went back to my parents. So having familial support was very familiar to me, and is very familiar to our daughter as well, whether it's my side or my husband's side. But having a work-life balance is something I never knew and craved, but now is the most important thing in my life.
What I'm hearing is a long line of badass women that your daughter has to look up to, and that's just cool. Like, that's just really exciting to me. But also, I will happily be a cool aunt to your child too. I know we just met
Yes,
Priyanka. I feel a
ma'am.
bond. I feel like we're
I
connecting.
think so, Andy. I think Matthew would love you.
You might be lying, and I don't even care. I'm gonna take that, and when I go to therapy this week, I'm
A
gonna tell
bad
my
liar.
therapist, Priyanka Chopra thinks her baby loves me. So, like, I'm winning.
I'm a bad liar. I wouldn't. I really think she would. She has so much personality and loves people, so I think she would love you guys.
Great. Oh, thank you. I love that ego boost. I love now I'm stuttering. I'm excited. Okay, listen. Breathe. We're gonna reel it in. This is what happens. I'm unhinged today, man. This is like worse than usual too. I want to touch on something that you brought up just a moment ago about not knowing where your paycheck is coming from, right? Because that's just the life of an actor. You just have to stay booked and busy, and that's exhausting. But I just saw an interview that you did, I believe it was on the carpet for Citadel, about pay parity on Citadel, and that was a real conscious effort that was made. And it's wild to me that in 2023 that that's still like a conversation that needs to be had on some projects. But you mentioned that you weren't sure if Amazon wasn't run by Jen Psaki, if it wasn't run by a woman, you're not sure that that would have happened. And I'm like, I'm curious to get kind of like your thoughts kind of expounded on this, because it feels odd, right? It feels like it should be a given at this point, and it's still not. So, I mean, how was that for you?
I mean, how can it be a given, Andy? You guys haven't even had an American female president, in
You're
the
right.
highest office in this country. In India, we had a female prime minister, in the 80s, and we have a female president currently. And it's very important for the conversation around women to be decision makers, whether it's in the home, whether it is outside of the home. Women should be in positions of power. That's when they turn around and make place for other women and community and family. And that's just the nature of who we are. And that's why I said that was, I've been doing this job for 23 years now. I started when I was in 18, in like 2000. And I've had many, many movies that I have done where I have been a co-lead with a male co-actor, but the disparity in remuneration is so skewed that I never even asked for parity. I just asked for maybe a little bit more, and sometimes you wouldn't even get that. So it was, to me, the acting is the home base. It's the mothership. That's what I know, and that's like the heart of what I do. Everything else sort of ex my all my creative endeavors expand from that. So I never even thought about the money of it because of so many years of training that, just take what you'll get. And
Such a
here I
bummer,
was
though.
on.
It's like, that's
I
so sad that that's
know.
what's ingrained in you.
I know it was. And like so many women, there are these things that are society is ingrained in you, where you don't even question it till you have somebody that reminds you of that. And that's why it's so important for women like you guys to have the conversations that you do on your show, because it reminds other, not just women, but people about possibilities, And to me, that's exactly what had happened. I changed agencies and I joined UTA, and There was a conversation between my manager Anjula and them, where they were talking about me and Richard playing co-leads, and this is a two-hander, and this is a spy duo, and we were hearing all of these words, and they had this conversation, and then pitched it to me, saying, "Hey, I think we should go renegotiate for you guys to have parity." I was like, "Okay, good luck."
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, good
woo.
luck in there. Yeah.
I did.
No.
I really was like, you go live your best life, do the agenting thing, man. But I've been in it for a long time, and I don't want to be embarrassed. I love the job. I love the people I'm working with. I don't want this to be a fight. And they were like, no, we'll just go have a conversation. And it wasn't a fight. It was a conversation. And they came back and they were like, absolutely, totally fair ask. Books and package should be the same. And I remember when they called me and told me that, I really had a moment of silence. It kind of made me think about, should I have asked for it before? Should I have maybe not been so jaded and given up, asking for what was rightfully mine? Did it take having a female manager and a female head of studio that were like, hey, she's worked for a long time and is bringing a lot to the table. Let's kind of have her have what's hers. And my husband popped champagne, and but it was such a moment. And honestly, having a woman be in a position of making decisions or a decision-making role, like Jennifer Salke turned around and made space for me. And now after Citadel, I've always got parity whenever I have done, a co-lead, and that changed my life. So it's like, that's what I mean. It's like, it's a really important lesson I learned a long time ago, and I try to practice this by example. Is when you take a step forward, especially as a female, because there are so many women in the world that only don't even have choice in their life. They're told what they're supposed to do. So if you have choice and you take one step forward, just take a minute, turn around, and pull someone else up. That's all. Every
Yes, we
day,
always
just
say
like do
that.
one.
We are
Literally,
so
yeah.
literally always. I worked with someone I worked with, and I'm not ever gonna ever name names here, but like I worked with someone once who would always kind of like she would get cool things, and I loved it. And then she would always kind of like promise to like help me out, like help me with a connection, introduce me to someone, and then like it never came through, and that always just it hurt. Like it really genuinely bugged me. And so that's been a thing for me that I've always been like, if I can turn around and help the girl behind me, the girl next to me, I want to do that. And I agree with you. I believe that it should be done.
I'm just saying, I know it sounds like, okay, yeah, it's preachy, it's woke, it's us being like, but think about why women felt the need to do what you were just expressing.
Yeah.
Because for such a long time, we were told only one woman could get the job, only one woman, the best one will get the boyfriend, the best one will get the job. We were pitted against each other for so long. We would question another woman's success and wonder why it wasn't ours. That was ingrained in us. And it is our generation. And thankfully, because of the internet or social media, or I don't know what, I think, that's made the world a smaller place where we're having good discussions and bad discussions. There are pros and cons of, social, absolutely. But the one pro is that it has given women the ability to say, hey, we don't have to like be pitted against each other. We can actually work together. And we can actually create businesses for each other, support each other tangibly. And it's such a cool thing to be able to see my generation of women doing that.
I think we have to get you to our Power Women Summit. It is in
Please.
December, and it's the largest gathering of women in media and entertainment. And they're like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it because there's no cooler feeling than being in one room with like
Awesome
500 to
women.
1,000 women who
Yeah.
just want to, who are like, let's help each other. Let's friggin' do it. Let's empower
Totally.
each other and like, let's run this industry. And there is nothing cooler than that. And there's nothing cooler than hearing women like you who are now again helping other women who are coming on and speaking with us and giving advice to our listeners. And that's what, this is all about, is like sharing what our knowledge and helping each other. Because together we're
Totally.
pretty cool. We're pretty cool.
We're
Yeah.
very
Women?
modest, but
No,
we're
not us.
pretty cool.
I mean women, like women in general. Like women are pretty women are pretty friggin' awesome. You
Yeah,
kept stopping after women
definitely.
are pretty, and I was like, yeah, we're pretty, but like what else are we, Emily? Like, keep going.
Pretty
We need to expound here.
smart, pretty awesome, pretty
Yeah.
rad.
Yeah.
Add other adjectives.
Yeah, anything else? These.
Oh my God, I'm choking. Okay. Listen, Priyanka, we are just about out of time with you, but we so appreciate you being so generous with your time and just and having these conversations with us and opening up about your life and your career. And just we just love you, and we're just gonna kind of scream that as long as we need to. And it's gonna be a fun time. But Priyanka, thank you seriously so much for joining us on the Rep Day. We love and appreciate you.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Emily. You guys are doing so much cool stuff with the rap, and keep having the conversations you do. Keep having the people you have on. You really push the envelope. You should know that, you know, you're leaders in your own right, and your audience really appreciates you.
See, and that's terrifying. Me as a leader is terrifying.
No, it's not.
Leaders come in terrible every... to end on.
No, you're
and
a leader.
Hopefully one day we'll get your daughter on here, and we'll just keep the cycle going.
Yes, it helps me. Oh, that'd be amazing. Can you imagine?
Someday, man.
Too far away.
Much too far away. But all right. We need to wrap, because we're just gonna love on you. But guys, thank you so much for listening, for watching, for checking out Citadel. Please, I beg of you, watch Citadel, because female spies remain cool. Like, childhood Andy is thriving with Nadia on screen. So just please watch it so there are more roles like this that come around. Please, 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 please. This is not even my show, and I'm begging. We're back. She's incredible.
I love her.
We love her. Apparently, she thinks her child would love me. That was a big personal win today. And that really, that goes kind of like, that flies in the face of what I said at the beginning of this episode, right? Where I was like, it's never our goal to get them to say nice things. But like, that was really nice.
I feel cool now just speaking with you, Andy.
You should feel cool speaking to me.
You should
always add
that to your, I mean, I do. But like, I feel like extra like.
Self-confidence.
No, but I'm fangirling over you, Andy.
Thank you. I fangirl over you every day. But also, hang on. Can we talk about this moment? I might have been the only one who noticed it. I don't know if you noticed it, but there's a moment in that interview, and if you spotted it, I applaud you. This is how similar Emily and I, we are in different cities. We are in different states. Like, we're not together. And yet... there was a moment, I don't know if we show it or not, or if you caught it. There's a moment, though, where we both had to clear our throat at the same time, like the exact same time. We both mute ourselves. Like, you can literally see us in tandem reach in to mute ourselves, do like the off the mic, and then come back at, like, quietly. We're twinning. Did you catch it?
Yes. I'm like low-key just dying over here. Okay, so first of all, you can watch these full videos now, starting last week. You can watch our full interviews on the Rap's YouTube page. And there you will find, yes, Andy and I, like, we were coughing, like, we were choking in the background. And, like, I'm, like, listening, but Andy and I, like, chugging our waters, and we're both having cough attacks in the middle of this interview.
It was a struggle.
It was a really big struggle. It was like,
in
so
fairness,
embarrassing.
I warned you before this interview that today was a struggle for me. That is not why. It's not because I was a little flammy. If you know, I hope you know that reference, Emily. I'm not going to put you on the spot now, but I know people watching this or listening to it. You have to know. A little flammy. I love that movie. I'm not going to say what it is. If you know it, I'm going to be that person right now. If you know what movie I am referencing, if you made it this far, do drop it in the comments. Let me know that you have great taste. I feel like a true, like, YouTuber now. Like and subscribe, you know, leave a note in the comments. But, like, listen, I just want to know that I'm on the same page with people.
Speaking of liking and subscribing, be sure to also check out Citadel.
Yeah. Can you like and subscribe to that?
You can watch it.
Yes, check out
like, subscribe, and watch. I think.
Like, subscribe, and repeat. Watch. Listen, that was seamless. But yeah, no, Citadel is so much fun. And the first three episodes, I believe it's the first three episodes. We saw the first three. It might only be the first two out now, but it is out now on Prime Video. And it's just, it's spies. It's Priyanka Chopra Jones as a spy alongside Richard Madden. You've seen his face. I don't think you need much more reason to get into that series. But he's also a fantastic actor, because I am not here to objectify people. But check it out. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. We would recommend. That's just personal taste, though.
10 out of 10 would recommend. Also, 10 out of 10 would recommend that you follow us on Instagram at Rap Women and on Twitter at The Rap Women, because as we mentioned earlier in this episode, we have a lot of exciting episodes coming out. We are not going to reveal who our upcoming guests are just yet, but we will be announcing them on Instagram very shortly. And of course, if you miss us in the meantime, follow me or Andy, give us a shout out. I am on Instagram at Emily Vogel, please.
And I am at really underscore Andy. And to whoever took just really Andy, whatever Andy you are out there, just know that I'm always going to be mad at you, because now I have to do this long thing every time I give my Instagram handle. Really underscore Andy. And it is Andy with an I.
And now that Andy is severely worked up, that's it for today, folks. So thank you all so much for tuning in. And you will hear from us again next week. Hope you're ready.
Bye, friends.
Thanks, everyone.